Switching gears now, the TLC Network's popular home decorating program, Trading Spaces, took on a remodeling of its own not too long ago, but viewers were not happy. Back in 2005, the show fired host Paige Davis, but after a drop in ratings, she's back, and she's brought the original show format with her. The way it works, two teams, two families. You know what? We'll let her tell you about it. Paige Davis is in our NPR West Bureau to talk about her comeback and the show's makeover. Paige, welcome. Thanks for talking to us.
Hi, Michelle.
So congratulations on your return to
Thank
Trading
you.
Spaces. How does it feel to be back? In fact, particularly, how does it feel to be begged to come back?
Oh, well, I don't know if they so much begged as much as they flattered duly and encouraged me to come. When TLC made the decision to no longer use a host, the fans were really behind me, you know, writing letters to TLC, but also writing letters to me and letting me know that I was missed. And it actually was overwhelming. Well, I didn't think anybody would care.
Well, yeah. So what happened in 2005? When, I mean, the program was, as I understood it, the consistently highest rated program on Saturday nights on cable. So why was there a need for a change?
Well,
back in 2005.
I think our success was, you know, part of the potential downfall in that because we sort of, you know, we were a catalyst for this whole new genre of television. Trading Spaces was very successful and people were loving the show, and other networks and TLC itself were coming up with different sort of shows that could capitalize on that joy. You know, home improvement, reality shows that were sort of taking over the airwaves. And it was all really exciting. But by sort of blazing that trail, we then in turn created a whole lot of competition for ourselves. And I think people were really still enjoying the show, but obviously there was split focus. And TLC was looking to just find all different ways, any way they could, to keep it fresh, keep it new. But I just think that the different choices that they made to freshen the show were not the choices that benefited the show.
So tell people the premise for the seven people out there who aren't familiar with the show. You say it the way you say it, the Paige way you say it.
Two sets of homeowners trade houses for 2 days and redecorate one room in each other's place. And the rules that are in place for them is that they have to complete that redecoration within 2 days' time, and the teams can only spend $1,000 in each room to get it done. Each team is led by a designer, and they have a carpenter. So you have expertise, you know, in the works, and you also have labor and expert labor in the works to help you get it done.
So the show brought back the original format, but you are making one change. You're focusing a little bit more on the reason people want to trade. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. You know, in seasons past, the you know, sort of the description of the show is basically where it ended. You know, two sets of homeowners, trade spaces, 2 days, $1,000 budgets, neighbors, each get new rooms, do you like it or not? And all of the drama that ensues and trying to get that done and the, you know, budget crunch, time crunch, and, you know, tastes and, you know, likes and dislikes between the designers and the homeowners and everything else. And that is all still there. And it is back in full force, believe me, because our designers are very opinionated, of course, as they always were. But what's a little bit different this season is that TLC has finally, I think, landed on a way to keep the show fresh without changing all of those elements in the show, allowing those elements to stay the same within the format of the show, but focus in on making sure that our homeowners have a lot more vested in the outcome of the designs.
Let me just stop right here, because here's an example from the opening episode of the new season. You have a woman and her husband on one team, and they are trading with her ex-husband.
Yeah.
Let's play a short clip from that episode.
I don't see this as being an insertion or a taste of her in my bedroom. I see it more of as a new beginning.
I can hear him now every time we pick up Sam. You guys like what I did in your room, jokes like that, you know, how you guys like sleeping with me.
I'm sure she wouldn't do anything bad because she knows that I'm over at her house.
Every night when I lay my head down, I'll be thinking of Sergio.
Why do you think they did want to trade spaces? I mean, it just seems awkward on its face.
It does. You know, this was two exes trading spaces and redoing each other's bedrooms, which on the face of it sounds relatively salacious, you know. Yuck. Like you see a promo, exes in each other's bedrooms, you go, oh, you know, how Jerry Springer is that? But of course, if you tune in and if you trust, you realize, of course, that it was a really touching story. You know, as a married couple, they shared, and even as a divorced couple, still share a son. The mother and the stepfather, you know, now stepfather, and the father wanted to be able to show their son that they can, you know, still do stuff together, that they can come together, that they will always be a new modern family. And the son doesn't have to choose, you know, who is more important to him, that by just doing something fun, and in this instance, it happens to be trading spaces, they applied and signed up, it shows their son that they can, that they'll always be together. And then, you know, it was kind of nice that the wife and her new husband were wanting to give Sergio, her ex-husband, sort of a kickstart in his life, like do that room over for him and let him sort of get a new kickstart on maybe entertaining some different ladies and move on and find a new, you know, love in his life.
It was, I have to admit, surprisingly touching, just because when you hear the premise on its face, you think, yuck, but and too much opportunity for revenge.
And that's why TLC wanted to do that storyline, because when you're sitting at home, you think, well, what is going to go down
here? What would I do?
Well,
yeah. I noticed, Paige, if you don't mind my asking, I noticed that you reveal more of yourself in the course of this than I think you did previously. Before, you were kind of the chief cheerleader.
And I still am. Absolutely. I feel like I still am. It's just, I don't think I'm out of my comfort zone. I just think that the show goes ahead and captures some of those things, those human moments that maybe before wouldn't have necessarily fit. And with this current focus on the show, we can savor them a little bit more. But there's still just as much bounce and fun as there ever was.
Oh, absolutely.
Before.
No, absolutely. But I have to ask you, and I think anybody who watches the show has to ask you, is it as exhausting as it seems? I cannot imagine.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you, moving all the furniture out of one of these bedrooms, that would lay me out for a week, okay?
That's why I got great biceps. That's my workout regime right there. People say, what do you do to work out? I say, I move furniture.
Well, I'll work out by lifting my remote to turn on the show.
Okay, that's fair enough.
All right, so what are some of the upcoming storylines?
Well, we have this wonderful episode coming up where a costume designer's assistant wanted to trade with her boss in order to prove to her boss that she has a design eye as well. Now, obviously, this is interior design and not costume design, but it's still the same thing. We're still talking color, texture, you know, taste, certainly. And she wanted to do that so that she could prove to her boss that maybe she's ready to move up and move on.
Why did her boss agree?
I think for the fun of it. I think she was just curious to do it. And it's a really big risk. You can see how you can't help but be more invested in this girl because you know that, you know, if her boss doesn't like it, she's actually literally taking a risk with her career.
Well, we'll look forward to it. Paige Davis is the host of Trading Spaces. I should say the former host and the new host of Trading Spaces. She joined us from NPR West in California. Thank you so much for speaking with us and good luck.
Thank you, Michelle.